אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Prime Minister Netanyahu last night announced some easing of the restrictions that have been imposed on the population in order to contain the spread of the coronavirus. This is despite the fact that the new infection rate is not under 100 a day, announced previously as one of the milestones for an easing. The first restrictions lifted were on the economy. While it is recommended that those who can work from home do so, high-tech companies and other companies that have the facilities to allow workers to keep an appropriate distance from one another will no longer have to get special permission to open each day. Some shops can open, not shopping malls and not the popular open markets. Customers must keep a distance from each other. Shops will restrict the number of customers inside at any one time. Vendors from Jerusalem's Machane Yehuda protested the continued closure of the market and the taking of their livelihood last night. Minyanim, prayer gatherings of 10, will be permitted outside. Sport and exercise will be allowed with two people together, still restricted to 500 meters from one's home, but an easing from previous regulations. Israelis are still required to wear face masks when they leave their homes. Those aged over 67 are still requested to stay home. 50,000 special needs students will return to their dedicated educational settings today. Childcare for children under 3 for groups of up to 3 children can also resume, allowing some parents to return to work. The argument over how and when the majority of students can return to schools is still unresolved. So is the issue of distance education in the meantime. Most families do not have enough computers in their homes for each child to be online, learning each morning, as was suggested. The number of fatalities in Israel as a result of the coronavirus rose to 159 yesterday, with the deaths of 8 people. An 89-year-old resident of the Beit Velev senior living facility in Bat Yam and an 82-year-old man from the same nursing home died of the virus. 61 residents of seniors living facilities have died, nearly 40% of all fatalities in Israel. East Jerusalem recorded its first confirmed fatality from the coronavirus yesterday. 78-year-old Nawa Al Abu Humus from Isawiya. She suffered from pre-existing health conditions. The Arab-Israeli communities of Deir al-Assad and Baina became a restricted area yesterday morning amid the coronavirus outbreak in the area. The two adjacent towns in northern Israel will be locked down for 7 days. The conditions of the lockdown are the same as the ultra-Orthodox city of Bnei Barak and several neighbourhoods of Jerusalem. No one is allowed in or out of the community, and police and army are patrolling to make sure that people stay in their homes except in cases of need. Those who are sick are encouraged to go to designated hotels so that their families are spared infection. The army is being deployed to bring food to people who need it. There is much concern that Ramadan, which begins this week, will encourage Muslim Israelis to gather in large family groups, as is the tradition. Community leaders are urging citizens to observe the same discipline as most Jewish Israelis did for Pesach. A group of far-right youth who were placed in a coronavirus quarantine facility by the IDF near the Dead Sea left the facility on their last day of quarantine, taking thousands of shekels worth of military equipment with them. The group of 15 to 20 youth from the West Bank settlement of Yitzhar had been placed in the facility near Metzoke Dragot in the West Bank near the Dead Sea last week. On their last day of required quarantine, they dismantled the facility, which cost tens of thousands of shekels, and fled with the military tents. Police were able to apprehend two accomplices of the group on Highway 90, some 30 kilometres north of the quarantine facility. Stolen military equipment was found in the vehicle, and the two remain under house arrest. While it is not clear how many suspects remain at large, all the stolen military equipment was recovered. However, this is not the most serious charge against the group. Earlier in the week, two Palestinian men and one Arab-Israeli woman from Haifa were physically attacked by the group with rocks and pepper spray before they set their cars on fire. The attackers struck the woman in her face and stomach, causing her to lose consciousness and to be evacuated to Soroka Medical Center in Be'er Sheva for medical care. Defense Minister Naftali Bennett called on security forces to quickly catch the suspects, saying destroying the compound set up by the IDF and setting fire to Palestinian vehicles are savage acts that are crossing all the red lines. It is a disgrace that cannot be described, and we have no intention of ignoring it. I do not accept any violence, and certainly not right now when the full force of the IDF and the security establishment are being harnessed to help the crisis. We have instructed the security forces to catch all suspects as soon as possible so that the message is clear: violence doesn't pay. The group was required to enter quarantine after one of their peers was diagnosed with the deadly virus. They refused to stay at a government quarantine hotel in Jerusalem after being told they would have to stay in separate rooms. While they were being bused to Mitsuke Dragot, where the IDF had set up the temporary quarantine facility and where the youths could stay together in tents, they began to riot after rumours that they were being taken to a Shin Bet detention centre rather than a quarantine facility. Several youths managed to escape by breaking the windows of the bus, but were caught shortly afterwards by police. Photos of the site they left on Thursday showed empty cots surrounded by garbage strewn all over the place. Simcha Benshai, 75, died at Tel Aviv Sourasky Medical Centre last week. Elisheva Stern wasn't ready to say goodbye to her ailing father, who was succumbing to the coronavirus. But knowing countless others around the world are not given the chance to say their last farewells to sick relatives, she was grateful to the hospital, which allows relatives to enter the virus ward, and she was able to be by her father's bedside, even for only for a brief moment before he died. Reaching the age of 107 is always a big achievement, but for Sarah Trevis, this year's birthday was bittersweet, as she could only see her children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren through the window of the nursing home where she lives. Granddaughter Noah Shalev said, "The truth is the coronavirus surprised us. We'd planned something much bigger with all the family. But this is the reality and we'll deal with it as best we can." Sarah told her descendants, "I'm living for all of you. I ask God for many things, but this he hasn't heard. I don't know when he will hear it, but I hope it's soon because I don't have much time left." Grandson Yoav Pridor said that he had to go through two police checkpoints that day that were set up to ensure that people were only travelling for essential reasons. "I told the police officers that my grandmother is 107 and they must let me through, so they did." Negotiations for a national unity government are still stalled. If Likud is unable to resolve matters, it is likely that Benny Gantz will bring legislation to the Knesset this week that will prevent someone facing legal charges from forming a government. This is the last leverage Gantz has to force Netanyahu into accepting a coalition agreement and preventing another round of elections. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.